Our epistle for this feast of the Most Holy Trinity is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 33-36. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has first given to him that recompense should be made him? For from him, and through him, and unto him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, I first would like to start off by wishing all the fathers of our parish, whether they be natural fathers or grandfathers, godfathers, spiritual fathers, or any other type of father figures, a most blessed and graceful Father's Day. And on this Father's Day, as it was approaching, I was giving thought to it, and the thought kept coming up about relationships, especially the child-father-father-child relationship. And in being a priest for as many years as I have been, I have come across problems. People have come to me with their problems with people who have had issues with their children or their parent or their father, to be more precise. And those we could list under a litany of different titles, circumstances, events, whether they be of a neglectful or abusive or a lax, leaderless, weak father figure, or a disobedient, disrespectful, and proud child. But then my thought took me to the next level of the relationship of us to our Heavenly Father. Of course, that's the prime example of what all fathers should be. And his Son is the prime example of what all children should be to their father. Far often when there's a problem on the natural level, it's because there's a problem on the supernatural level. We don't have an idea about God that we should, or we don't have him in the right place. We might know the definitions. We might even have the prayers memorized. But having a relationship with God, the relationship that we ought to have with God, it's just not there. And there lies a really big problem. For example, if we are to hope for the relief of our own frailty, then we have to follow the prescriptions properly laid down by the Gospels, by the teachings of Christ, by how God has revealed himself to us. What do I mean? Well, let's point to a parable that our Lord talked about. He talked about, it's the parable of the wicked servant. The servant was brought before him, before the master, and the master says, "You owe this much." And it was millions, millions. And the master said, "Well, I'm going to have to take my loss. I'm only going to get maybe 1,000 or two." but I'm going to sell you and your family into slavery and kiss the rest of it goodbye. And the servant says, have mercy upon me, and I will pay thee all. And the master was moved with compassion and forgave the debt. Millions of dollars. The servant goes out and finds his fellow servant who owes him about $20 in equivalent. $20. And says, pay me what you owe. And his fellow servant didn't have it, and he throttled him. And his fellow servant used the very same words that he had used with his master. Have mercy upon me, and I will pay thee all. And what does the scripture say? And he would not. Why? Stubborn. Arrogant. Self-righteous. Judgment. Justice. He had his fellow servant thrown into jail. Like he could pay the debt there. Well, the fellow servants heard about this and was sad. And they went to the master. And the master called in the servant and says, what are you doing? I forgave you millions of dollars. And this is the way you're going to go out? And he hands him over to the torturers until he paid all. And our Lord says, so will my heavenly Father do to you unless you forgive your brothers from your heart. Who's our brother? Everybody else in the world. Everyone else. From your heart. Forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. How many times have we made use of confession? We who have been guilty of the very depths of hell go to confession, and with imperfect contrition are forgiven an infinite debt. And how do we react to this? Do we react with gratitude or nonchalant attitude? That's the negative aspect. The positive aspect, well, our Lord is preaching to the apostles and to all those who are gathered around, and he's preaching that great Sermon on the Mount. And the Lord and the apostles go to the Lord and say, Lord, teach us to pray. I really like this part of the scriptures because it shows me that the apostles had a hard time praying. I have a hard time praying at times. So they went to the Lord after hearing him preach and all the wonderful things he said. Surely he would be able to teach them how to pray. And surely he did. This is how you should pray. Our Father. Those two words, very simple, but far too often just come off our lips without understanding the true import. And meaning, and what that should recall to our mind of who we really are and the true value of ourselves. Note here, he doesn't say, this is how you should pray, my Father who art in heaven, but our Father. God is our Father because of who Christ is to us. Christ is our brother. Taken upon himself our human nature, pays the price for our debt, representing us, so that with Christ we can call God our Father. When we go to Mass and the priest gets to that point after the consecration where we pray the Pater Noster, the priest looks down at the host. And we pray with the priest, but not just with the priest, with Christ on the altar, and we call God our Father. When we say those two words, our Father, we remember that Christ is our brother, and the Holy Ghost is our soul. What a relationship we have with God. What a relationship God wants to have with us. And how many times do we just take it nonchalantly, this thing that we proclaim to say that we believe? When we were made children of God, we were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When we begin the prayers that we pray, the great prayer of Mass, Father began today with, In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. How then Should this be an important reminder to us of who God is with, who God is to us, not just on Father's Day or on the Feast of the Holy Trinity, but every day. God has to be a part of our equation. And he's not just the God who's way out there. He's the God who's here. We're one with him, and he's one with us if we allow him to be. He won't force himself upon us. In recognizing this relationship which we could have with the good Lord, our Father, our brother, and our soul, our spirit, sanctifying grace, the Holy Ghost. Recognizing this opportunity, we should be filled with gratitude and make sure daily to thank God for this grace. The value that we have is because he who is infinitely valuable has valued us. But we have to make sure that we take out all the barriers. We cannot hope to have a relationship with God when we abuse the very love of God. Just like a natural father and a natural child, their relationship will be affected if there's an abuse of that position. A disrespect of the child to the father, and an abuse and a neglect of the father to the child. But with God, who is perfect, there is no neglect or abuse. He has done more than we deserve. It's up to us. It's time for us, I should say. And what a good time for us than on Father's Day to take a look and to see what I need to do to have a better relationship with my Heavenly Father. And let us begin by thanking him from our hearts, from the depths of our hearts, for all that he has done for us. Let us make sure that this grace that we receive today, we build off of, and we thank God every day, and we make sure we perfect our relationship with he who has created us, saves us, and sanctifies us. Once again, to all the fathers of our parish, happy Father's Day, and let us thank our Heavenly Father for what he has done for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.